The New York Times on Friday came out with a headline saying that the FBI had opened a counterintelligence investigation to determine whether President Trump was working for the Russians. And part of that story was whether or not that could be considered him working as an asset. Former federal prosecutor, CNN analyst, and a regular on WGN Radio, Renato Mariotti, joins us fresh off the air, right off of the Don Lemon Show. It was weird. You were on my screen, and now you're in the studio. It's magic.
It is magic.
Okay. There are a lot of people who are like, they're not really at all surprised by this because they thought that he was already under investigation for working for Russia. But that's not what Mueller's been doing.
No, Mueller's, well, we, as it turns out, maybe he has been doing
right.
this, but we didn't know about it. What we knew he was doing is investigating various crimes that may have been committed in the course of the 2016 campaign and beyond, including the Russian efforts to subvert our election and our democracy. What we didn't know was that the FBI thought that there was reason to believe that the president was working as a Russian, agent of sorts. I have to say, if you weren't surprised or shocked or alarmed by that news, you should be. As the FBI is saying that there was good reason to believe that the president of the United States was putting Russia's interests ahead of our own. Regardless of how that all shakes out, that's something we should be paying attention to. It's significant news. And so I think we all have to, I know there's a lot of news out there, but I think we should take a step away from all the different stories that are out there and pay some attention to that one.
Okay, so a criminal investigation versus a counterintelligence investigation. The counterintelligence investigation conducted by the FBI was to determine whether or not the president is a threat to national security, in the sense that he may be sharing information with a foreign power, he may be under the influence of a foreign power for whatever reason, and we don't know whether this is closed either. That's something else. And also, we don't know in what steps have been taken should they have determined that, because they would have to try to neutralize him. That's one of your, on your On Topic podcast, Asha was talking about what could be done. It becomes much harder when the possible threat to national security is the president of the United States. You can't issue FISA warrants. You can't, it's not like you can bug his phones because it's all top secret stuff, right?
Absolutely. Just and for everyone who's listening and they're like, wow, how did Patty Vasquez suddenly learn so much about national security? This Asha, who she's referring to, is a former FBI counterintelligence agent. On the On Topic podcast, we also talked to John Cipher, who is a former CIA officer, headed up the Moscow operation, the Russia operation for the CIA. And they explained all of this to us. I've to say I did not know a lot of this myself, but when I was a federal prosecutor, I participated in criminal investigations. I indicted people, I convicted them, and the goal there was to put people in prison for committing federal crimes. Counterintelligence investigation, as you just said, something totally different. You're investigating people who are threats to our national security, and that's why I was saying this is all very odd and alarming. I understood that Mueller was investigating crimes. That I totally understand. I've been on television and on your radio show and all over the place talking about that, proving crimes, indicting people. We've seen some indictments that have come out and convictions. This is a whole other animal. I mean, essentially, he's saying it wasn't him at the time. This was the FBI before he got appointed, saying we think the president is a national security threat, and that's really weird because the president is the head of the United States. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't hear screaming in your head when that becomes a headline.
I did. Yeah. I will tell you, I was out having dinner when I got that news, when I saw that pop up on my phone, and I'm like, seriously? I thought maybe there was like the headline was off or something, but no, I mean, that was a pretty serious suspicion. And I think when trained professionals, counterintelligence professionals like that at the FBI say that they have reason to be concerned about that, that should alarm all of us. And if this seems weird to you or silly, what I would say is read further and get more educated about it, because I think these folks at the FBI who devote their lives to serving their country, they're professionals who have a good sense of what's normal and what's not normal and what issues are for our security or not. And I think this is something that should cause all of us to pay more attention to what's going on.
And I know that you drew attention to the fact that he appeared, President Trump appeared or made a phone call to Fox News and went into this long, you know, she had asked, was it Pirro had asked
Jeanine
him?
Pirro. Mm-hmm.
Had asked him if he was working for Russia. And he went into this whole thing about how it was the most insulting question he's ever been asked and, you know, can't believe it's happening. There was one thing he didn't say in that entire response.
Right, which is no. You know, if somebody asked me if I was worked for Russia as a Russian agent, I would be like, no, of course not. I mean, why would you even ask that, right? Here, there's good reason to ask that because the FBI suspects that he is. And the obvious answer is no, and he said everything but. Now, I will note today, President Trump did say, I have never worked for Russia. I think one thing that we learned, I think, from talking to the CIA officer, John Cipher, is that that's really the wrong question. You know, there are all these different categories of people that the Russians employ. Some of them, yes, they're controlled assets, where literally they're meeting the KGB under a bridge and getting handing off microfilm. But then there's a lot of people who, you know, sometimes do things to help Russia, but they aren't really controlled. There's people who sort of have the same ideology or are, you know, kind of share interests with the Russians that they have sort of certain relationships with. So it's possible that President Trump fits in one of these other buckets, but isn't working for the Russians. But the question that the FBI is trying to figure out is he, as you put it, I think earlier, Patty, very well, is he under the influence of the Russians? Is he compromised by the Russians in any way? You know, you could imagine a situation, and I wrote a piece today kind of talking about this potential scenario. You can imagine a situation where the president is compromised by the Russians, but there isn't evidence sufficient to prove that he committed a crime. And there are really two different things, because I think you really pointed out, Patty, the difference between those different types of investigations.
We are talking to Renato Mariotti. He is a former federal prosecutor, a legal analyst on CNN, and a regular here at WGN Radio throughout the day. And we are honored to have him in studio. When we come back after the news, I hope you'll stick around for a little bit more, because
sure.
I want to talk about this piece that you also wrote for Politico, which people can read. Collusion is... Obstruction is collusion. There's so many things, so many terms. Obstruction is collusion. You can find it on Politico. And also we'll address one of our texters who says the FBI, like you, was full of crap. I don't know if that was directed at me or at you, but some people just don't buy it, Renato. So let's talk about that when we come back on 720 WGN.
Timeless.
On Friday, the New York Times reported that the FBI had opened an inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia, which means that they not only had an ongoing criminal investigation, they had a counterintelligence investigation at the same time. And joining us to explain some of that is CNN legal analyst, former federal prosecutor, regular here at WGN Radio, Renato Mariotti. Paul Farvar with no specific information on this.
Yeah, I'm not explaining. I'm just going to
right
learn
along.
Myself from my and just contribute.
Edify yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to be like, uh-huh.
And that's one of the things that I read one of the texts earlier to Renato, which was the FBI, like you, was full of crap. I'll take that as me being full of crap. I'm not sure if they were directing that at you. But what do you say to folks who are suspicious or just dismiss anything the FBI has to say?
You know, what I would just say is the FBI is full of people who've devoted their lives to serving the public and protecting us. And I worked with, you know, FBI agents for many years. A lot of them live in the Chicago area. And, you know, on the criminal side, they're catching kidnappers and bank robbers and putting drug cartel leaders in prison. And on the counterintelligence side, they are thwarting terrorists. They're catching spies and doing all sorts of things that we don't even know about. And if those professionals come to a conclusion that they think an investigation of something like this is warranted, I think as citizens, we need to take a little bit of time to take seriously the possibility that they know something that we don't, that they know what they're talking about. Because I will say, I don't know much about counterintelligence issues. I worked on the criminal side of things. And so what I did is on my podcast, I got that CIA officer, the FBI counterintelligence agent, and I asked them a lot of questions because I don't know. I need to educate myself on these matters. And I think all of us need to, when there's something so serious and so deeply concerning, I think we all need to take this more seriously ourselves and educate ourselves.
And we had another texter from the 312 said, not only do so many of us not buy it. So, I mean, I think there are many people who are writing this off. They don't believe it. They are with the president and saying this is a witch hunt. Not only do they not buy it, but those of us who came of age in the 60s have seen CIA and FBI scandals every decade. If this in any way was true, how did they not go in and remove him from office?
Well, the latter point, I think I can say very unequivocally, it's because our Constitution would not permit that. So there's only one way to remove the president from office, and that is an impeachment by the House of Representatives and conviction by the Senate, period. And until recently, both of those bodies were controlled by the Republican Party. They have not, they certainly have not shown an interest in going down that route. That may change now that the House is in Democratic hands, but they've said they want to wait for Robert Mueller's investigation to be completed to consider those issues. So it would be totally unconstitutional, unlawful, wrong for anyone to try to remove the president from office, period, without Congress doing what we just said under the Constitution. Now, as for the other point, there are scandals, certainly about our military. There's scandals in our law enforcement, in our local law enforcement, FBI, et cetera. There have been scandals. But that does not, I don't think that should mean that we should discount everything that law enforcement or the military or anyone else has to say on first blush. There are scandals involving our government and our elected officials. We don't automatically, when our elected officials tell us if a hurricane is coming, disregard those warnings. We, take them seriously. Here, this is a warning from intelligence professionals, and we should, at the very least, look into the matter.
Now, there are a lot of questions about that meeting that President Trump had with Putin and whether or not the interpreter can be subpoenaed, or are they going to testify? And were there notes? There's some information about notes being destroyed. What have you heard?
So, the Washington Post reported over the weekend that President Trump instructed the interpreter who was present for the meeting between him and Vladimir Putin not to tell anyone else, including people in his own administration, about what had been discussed, and that to give him the notes. Now, there's some people who have been saying that he destroyed those notes. That's unclear to me. But I will say the head of the House Intelligence Committee, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has said that he will seek to subpoena the translator. And I think that's because, and this is, I think, a bipartisan concern. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska expressed some concerns that there were some issues raised when she commented today. I think the concern is, why would the president behave in this manner? The president of the United States, when he meets with foreign leaders, is doing so on behalf of all of us and our government. And typically, the idea would be that he would report what would happen to senior officials in his own administration, like the Secretary of State and so on, so that in the CIA and so on, so that this way they could carry forth policies and act. It's very unusual that he would try to hide things from his own administration.
Well, what about just playing devil's advocate there, that he just didn't want seniors and officials in his administration? He was worried about leaks at the time, because if you remember at that time, that was when the book came out. That was all that all the bad press he was getting. Can there be an innocent explanation for him destroying or taking these notes from the interpreter?
Well, what I think is, it would be odd, because it would be him saying that the very senior members of his own administration could not be trusted. His Secretary of State, his CIA director, etc. Even taking that at face value, then I think the question would be, as I would think as an investigator, well, how did he act as to other meetings with other world leaders? Did he treat them differently? Now, I suppose, let's try to, like you said, play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
One could argue that, well, he's so concerned about Russia because he's under investigation on, let's say, the criminal side for actions involving Russia, that perhaps he wanted to have nothing to, he wanted to protect those conversations from being heard by, let's say, investigators or something like that. But then why would you, in that circumstance, want to go out of your way to meet with Putin in the first place? In other words, it was not at all clear that the president of the United States needed to meet with Putin, certainly not alone. Mm-hmm. I think most presidents in that circumstance would think, you know, the Russia just attacked us, they don't need that meeting. And certainly in that case, if he was my client, because I represent people who are under investigation now, I would tell him, stay as far away from Vladimir Putin or any other Russian official as possible. And if you are there, have as many people present as possible to ensure that there's not, you know,
to avoid the appearance.
To avoid the appearance of any impropriety. Exactly. So it's a very unusual circumstance. What I would say is, in and of itself, what we know now is bizarre. It's suspicious, but it doesn't indicate anything beyond that. But that's why I'm glad, as an American, that the FBI is investigating this matter. And I would say to listeners now who are like, oh, this is bunk, or dismissing it like the folks who texted here a minute ago, is that I think they should be more inquisitive and have some patience and wait for the facts to come out from an FBI investigation before leaping to conclusions.
Well, and I guess they would argue that here, you know, the fact that it was leaked to the New York Times is problematic, but these are the conversations that we're having. Where do you recommend? We talked, as you mentioned, to a former CIA operative who ran the Russian intel unit in Moscow, and also a former special agent, FBI agent yesterday. Their names are John Cipher and Asha
Rangappa.
And that's available on Topic. You can find that wherever your podcasts are available. Where else would you recommend people go to learn more about these stories?
Sure. One publication, online publication, that's very good is called the Lawfare blog, Lawfare. I think that's a good place to go. There's a blog I'm an editor of called Just Security. These are, if you're looking for really in-depth knowledge on these issues from people who have experience.
Original sources, basically.
Exactly. People like the FBI, who have been in the FBI or CIA or NSA or the Justice Department, who have had experience in those matters, you can go right there and get in-depth knowledge from them.
Well, that's what's so funny. Before you go, somebody posted, you know, a media BS, you know, journal. You're not journalists. No, you're not. Not one of you. You and Asha and John, you're all people who are experts.
Yeah, I will tell you, I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be a journalist. I'm an analyst, and I'm basically doing this in my spare time. I'm getting paid nothing to be on WGN talking to all of you, and I'm doing it because I think it's a public service. That's the same with my podcast, which is free. So yeah. That's why I'm doing it.
Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to, I think that we'll have more to talk about next week, too.
I suspect.
And I'm guessing another On Topic will be gearing up very soon. Have a great night. Follow him on Twitter, at Renato Mariotti. And you can catch him on CNN and, of course, here on WGN Radio. More in a moment. We're going to catch up with Jen Kirkman. Jen Kirkman's performing at Talia Hall this week on the 17th. And we want to know how she's doing. More in a moment.